I wanted to ask you about what you knew about two or three fellas that I'm going to be talking to a little later, and see if you knew anything good or bad about them. One of them, do you know David Kennedy out of Chicago?
No, I don't. Lennon, don't believe I do. What does he do?
Banker.
I don't know him.
Do you know David Rockefeller?
Oh, yes. Know him well.
Mm-hmm.
I told Don Cook, I don't know whether he calls you or not, but you know, when you mentioned David Rockefeller and Cook, I advocated Cook, you know.
Yeah.
But that wasn't because I was opposed to David Rockefeller.
No. The only trouble is there, he's got a lot of international problems that would be almost as bad as Charlie Wilson in our dealings, and he's got oil pretty heavy, and we got depletion, we got Texas, and then we got Nelson running for president, and I'm here, and man sitting in your cabinet every day, you can imagine if you got a man in the Byrd organization that's running against you, you got kind of a problem. I'm giving thought. What do you know about Henry Fowler?
I have a very, very high opinion of Henry Fowler. Lives in Alexandria, you know.
He's on a bank board over there. Most of the people that have talked to me that are real smart, folks like McNamara and them, say he's a sound, stable man and that he doesn't go...
sound, and I think he has a lot of ability. See, he's been before our committee repeatedly, you know.
They say he gets along better with you and Wilbur Mills and all of them and anybody that they've ever had in Treasury, that he has respect for the Congress.
He has, and he has a lot of ability, and I have a very high opinion of him. I'd be very much, if you can't appoint David Rockefeller or somebody, I have no particular interest in David Rockefeller, but I think Fowler, and I was going to take the liberty to suggest his name to you.
Mm-hmm.
I think he'd make a splendid appointment.
I believe I don't know him very well, but I believe he's from Virginia. I believe he lives in Virginia, got his residence there. I guess Willis wouldn't object. I guess
Hell no. Willis wouldn't object. He lives in Alexandria. He's been there.
Mm-hmm. I think he's been there a long time. He doesn't have any money, and he had to quit as undersecretary, Dillon said. But Connor, who's a good businessman, and he's Secretary of Commerce, and he's really doing a good job on balance payments. He's picked up $300-400 million already, and he's just doing a hell of a job with all the businessmen. I met with 10 big bankers yesterday that he had in here, and he says that this fella is solid. Dillon says that he just didn't have any money and he couldn't live off his salary and he just had to resign to go out to practice law. I think if I'd make you call him, if I decided I don't want to mention it, but I think if you tell him that you're working with me and goddammit, come on and work 2 or 3 years and borrow what he has to, he can make lots of money and he gets through being Secretary of the Treasury.
I'll tell you this, he's one of the ablest men that has appeared before our committee. And he has a thorough knowledge of the tax laws.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'd be a splendid appointment myself. Mm-hmm.
Do you think you have any feeling how Williams or Dirksen or any of them would feel about it?
Well, I feel certain it'd be all right.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't want to ask them. I don't want to talk because I don't want to get the name in the paper, but... And then I want to get out of this budget thing, and I want to kind of move away a little bit, and but I want to feel you. I'll tell you what I might do, Harry. I'm going home this afternoon. You going to be around all afternoon?
Yeah.
I might just ask you and Williams to come down here in Wilbur and just talk to you about a little bit about my problem, 10 or 15 minutes, and I'd send the car down for you, and we'd just keep it quiet and come in the back door. But I'll call you. Let me see what my schedule is. Bob Anderson's here now, and I'm going to talk to him, and then I'll call you back, though. If I'm going to Texas 3 or 4 o'clock, and if I can work it in between 1 and 3, I'll call you.
Fine.
Okay.
Let me speak to Bob. Is he there?
No, he's not in my room. He's out there waiting for me, see me. But I'll have him call you.
All right, ask him to call me.
I'll do it.
I have a high opinion of Bob.
Oh, we all love him.
And another thing, all this thing about Gore stirring up about this DuPont thing, I don't believe there's anything to it.
No, Dillon told me that it wasn't, and I think Dillon's an able man, and I think that Gore's just after Williams.
And
he don't like
that. We had a long hearing yesterday, and Gore tried to make the best out of his case, but he didn't have any case to make.
But
I'll be waiting for you.
Thank you. All right, don't say a word now, Harry.
And if you don't... If you can't see us this evening, let me know.
I'll do it. All right.
Okay.